so wiped to brown. She pinned me to the ground. She knew a way around. She was hot. And she told me.
No colors anymore, I want them. him to turn black. I see the girls over just in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into that setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see your red door and I want to paint it black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I'll see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
Listening to Quartz in Session here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and tonight we are all Rolling Stones. We're talking the world's greatest rock and roll band coming to Pittsburgh, October 4th, Heinz Field. So if you remember last year, the song Let It Go by Al Harlow of Prism was one of the most requested songs on the station. Well, we've got him on the phone. Al, how's it going, my friend?
Well, hi, Eric. I'm sharing in the excitement, man. The Stones are coming. That's too cool to be true. That's fantastic.
I know. Every tour, I think it's going to be the last one, and this time I say it might be the last one. It's a big deal in our lives, right?
Absolutely, man. I'm there.
Got to put you on the hot seat. We may be playing the Stones tonight, but got to know, when's the new album coming out?
Well, thank you for asking, brother. The things have been going in slow motion here with regards to releases during the COVID period, but we're looking at November the 12th. We're going to finally get the Al Harlow album out there, and it's just we're pretty pumped here. It's been a long time coming, and we're pretty thrilled.
Well, I'll tell you, that last single did tremendous. I got to get that album in my hands because I want to hear it. But we're talking Rolling Stones. I know they're a big influence for you. We've talked about this in the past. Hit me with your Stones. What are you thinking?
Well, yeah, I'm of that generation, man. I mean, the Rolling Stones, they taught us the blues. They pointed us to Muddy Waters. They did all that. And I must confess, when I was just a wee lad in 1964, I was old enough to run to the store, the record store, and I bought my 45 copy of the Rolling Stones' Not Fade Away. And I think about a week later, I bought the very first album. So if I have any bragging rights as a Stones fan, it's that I was there right back at the beginning. And I know we were talking about Stone stories, and in 1970, when Ronnie Wood was the guitar player for the Faces, he and I shared a bottle of Portuguese wine. It was a Gamza wine. Where I had a lovely time meeting Ronnie. And I had been on a quest for the better part of my life to find a guitar like Brian Jones' Teardrop Vox Mark III. And do you know, I found that exact model a few years ago. So I've got it hanging on my wall now. So I actually have an exact replica of Brian Jones' Teardrop Vox guitar. So I guess that makes me a Rolling Stones fan.
I'll say it does. So what song can we play for Al Harlow tonight on WRCT?
Well, as sure as the Stones put a mass audience of our generation onto the blues, they hit number one in England with Little Red Rooster, and that had Brian Jones' slide guitar on it, so that was revolutionary for the time. So if you've got Little Red Rooster, I think all of us out here in Radio Land have got our ears wide open.
That's so cool. Talking to Al Harlow of Prism, you heard it, Little Red Rooster here in WRCT Pittsburgh.
I am the Little Red Rooster, too lazy to crow for day. I'm the Little Red Rooster, too lazy to crow for day. Keep everything in the farmyard upset in every way. Dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Watch out, strange camp people, Little Red Rooster's on the prowl. If you see my Little Red Rooster, please drive him home. If you see my Little Red Rooster,
For our military families, Americans can show appreciation through education.
Because of you, I will walk across the stage.
I can show my children that they can succeed at any point in their life.
I will be able to make a positive difference in the lives of other people.
I was able to achieve my dreams and work on eradicating some of the world's top diseases.
I was able to get the education that I always wanted.
Because of you, I will be paying it forward and serving my nation.
Join us at thanksusa.org.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
That's One More Shot from the Grrr box set from a couple years ago. You know, if you'd like to see the set list for tonight's Rolling Stone special, you can visit our website at WRCT.org. Go to our schedule page, click on Courts in Session, and we'll have every song listed that we played tonight. You know, I usually get these songs up a little bit after the show is over. So we're nearing the end of tonight's program. The finish line is in sight. But let's close with a bang, or as Mick would say, a bigger bang. We've got Billy Crane from the Outlaws on the line. Brother Billy, what it be?
Hey, Lawyer Eric. Everything's going great down here in Smyrna.
Well, I'll tell you
what you're doing.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're real excited. November 5th, Pepsi Roadhouse, Billy Crane with the Outlaws, the Henry Paul Band, and Blackhawk. We're excited about that show. That's going to be a killer.
And November 6th, it will be the Billy Crane. It's the 5th and 6th, right? The 2 days in a row?
That's right.
Okay, the 6th will be the Billy Crane Band, the Henry Paul Band, and the Outlaws. And the 5th is actually the Blackhawk date, so I get them mixed up. There's so many. There's too many bands.
Well, the bottom line is Southern Rock and Roll at its finest with Billy Crane.
It is, by golly.
Rolling Stone special, brother. What you thinking?
I'm thinking it's just awesome because you might remember back in 79 and 80, we did 5 shows with the Rolling Stones. One of them was at Lakeland Civic Center that we found out about 2 days before the show went put on because it was a surprise thing. Then we did 2 dates at the Sun Bowl there in Orlando with Van Halen and the Rolling Stones. And then we did 2 shows up at the Syracuse Carrier Dome with the Stones and Molly Hatchet. So it was, you know, it was awesome getting to play with the Stones. It was just so cool.
That is awesome. So Billy, I got to ask you, you've played all over the world. You've played with everyone. Was there any extra pressure, any extra stress opening for the Stones?
The very first one, yes. I was scared to death because we hadn't had the Henry Paul Band formed that long. And, you know, it was right outside. Orlando's not too far from Tampa. So I was just like in shock, you know, to be playing with the biggest band in the world. But it was so low-key and everything backstage, it was great.
That is so cool. What a great scoop here on WRCT. All right, brother, what's your favorite Stone song? We're going to get it on right now.
Well, I'll tell you what I love, I love, I love. You can try and you can try and you can keep trying. And sometimes you might get it, but you can't always get what you want.
It's Billy Crane from the Outlaws. Billy, thanks so much for calling in.
Oh, Eric, thank you so much, man. I just love your station and all the support, brother.
A glass of wine in her hand. I know she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. Now you can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometime, you just might find you get what you need. Truly. And I went down to the demonstration to keep my fair share of abuse.
see where I'm gonna vent our frustration. And if we don't, we're gonna blow a fifth and a few. Now you can't always get what you want. Now you can't always get what you want. Now you can't always get what you want. But if you try sometime, you just might find you get what you need. Chelsea drugstore to get your prescriptions filled. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy, the man who did love pretty hair. We decided to have a soda. What's your favorite flavor? I'm gonna throw my sound to my friend Jimmy. And you sing one word back to me. And that was gay. And I say, now you can't always get what you want. Now you can't always get what you want. Now you can't always get what you want. But if you try sometime, you just might find.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Courts in Session is now courts adjourned. If you missed any part of tonight's show, you can catch you in half an hour coming at you out of the West Coast at 1033wwro.com. Or on Monday, this upcoming Monday, the Day of the Stone Show, when you're getting ready to rock and roll and have a great time with Mick, Keith, Ronnie, and the boys. Tune in to WRCT at 12 o'clock noon for a replay of tonight's show. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Thank you so much for tuning in. Take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Good night, Pittsburgh.
this is Sweet Baby Jesus, and here's a PSA for you. Do you ride a bicycle? Do you want safer streets, respect from motorists, and bicycle infrastructure improvements? Bike Pittsburgh is a nonprofit organization working on improving the conditions on the streets and the amenities off the streets, making Pittsburgh a more bicycle-friendly city. Find out about Bike Pittsburgh's program on the web at bikes-pgh.org, by phone at 412-325-4334, or stop by your local bike shop and pick up a brochure. Parkinson's disease afflicts 1 million people in the U.S. and Canada, but people who have the disease can have meaningful and productive lives. Guidelines from the American Academy of Neurology help neurologists make early accurate diagnosis and optimize proven and effective therapies. Track how quickly the disease may progress and tailor a treatment accordingly. Early diagnosis, proper treatment, and regular contact with the neurologist can help patients improve and maintain good quality of life. For more information, visit AAN.com. If you like music on this channel, you should also tune in for Gym Rats. Just two dudes not named Clark or Michael going to the gym, probably. Exercise your ears and come work out with DJ O-Boy and Small Cauliflower every Thursday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. only on WRCT. Consolidation. Listen to better music. Consolidation is on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 10. Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy and print shop conveniently located in University Cohen Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the copy center include black and white color copies, single and double-sided copying, assortment of color textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, as well as large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, taping, binding, thermal binding, collating, comb binding, and coil binding, as well as being an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more information, visit their website at cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And enjoy rest of the music. Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh.
I don't wanna feel lost anymore.